So, today we have seen and we heard the Ezekiel sign act.
今天我们有一个表演，看到以西结的一个预表的行动被表演出来。
When was the last time you packed your bag, planning to go somewhere?
你是否记得你在最近的一次收拾行李要去外地是什么时候呢
？The recent church retreat at Malacca.
是不是在最刚刚过去在马六甲举行的教会退休会六号驿站呢
？What kind of packer are you?
你是怎么样的一种怎么样的一类收拾行李的人呢
？Do you first prepare a list of things to bring？
你是不是先预备好一张要带的东西的清单
？Or do you pack as you go along？
还是你一面收拾一面决定你要带什么东西
？How long do you take to pack？
你到底花了多少时间来收拾你的东西呢
？My wife is often very impressed with my packing skills。
我太太常常对我的这个收拾行的功夫赞叹不已。
Not only do I pack fast，
我不但收拾得很快
，I'm good at maximizing space，
也很善于利用那个行李的空间。
I'm able to pack more things in a small bag than what she can do in a big bag。
我可以在一个很小的行李袋中装了很比她一个大的行李袋所装的东西还多。
The trick is to know the shape and the sizes of the items clearly。
那个秘诀就是你需要懂你要主要带的东西的那个大小跟形状
，and mentally picture them where they should go，
并在你的脑海当中有一幅图画，他们应该放在行李箱的什么地方
？Before you place them in，
这些都应该在你放它进去里面之前有这样的图画。
So I pack pretty fast and I rarely use a list。
我是一个收拾很快的人，而且我很少预备这个物品的清单。
Sometimes I would forget one item or two when we reach our destination.
当然，有时当我抵达目的地的时候，我会发现到我忘了带一两样应该带的东西。
Not a very good packer after all.
我毕竟不是一个很好的收拾行李的人。
Some of us may pack our bags for school or for work.
我们每一个人这一生当中总是有为了上学或者工作而收拾一些行李。
And sometimes for holidays.
或者我们为了去度假旅行而收拾行李。
What you pack in the bag depends on where you are going.
你收在行李箱里面的东西取决于你要去哪里。
In the passage today, Ezekiel was also asked by God to pack his bag.
我们今天早上的经文，以西结也被上帝要求他收拾好他的行李。
He will be going on a trip.
他要出一趟远门。
But this trip is not a holiday.
但是这一趟远门不是去度假。
It is into exile.
而是被流亡国外。
But isn't he already in exile?
这个时候他不是已经被抓、被掳而流亡国外了吗？
Why would God ask Ezekiel, who is already in exile, to pack his bag to go into exile?
为什么上帝会叫一个已经被掳流亡的人再次收拾行李流亡到另外地方呢？
To be in exile is to be chased away from your homeland.
一个人被掳、被流亡，是他把从自己的家乡被赶离开。
Not knowing when he will return，
不知道什么时候回来他的家乡。
How does one pack a bag？
这样的一个人要怎么样收拾他的行李呢
？In preparation for exile，
怎么样来预备被掳跟被流放呢
？Let's find out。
我们今天一起来找这个答案。
The chapter begins with a formal and traditional prophetic format. The word of the Lord came to me, signifying a new prophecy.
这一章的经文以传统的先知的预言的格式来开始。耶和华的话临到我，这标志着一个新的预言的一个开始。
The Lord tells Ezekiel that he is dwelling in the midst of a rebellious house.
上帝告诉以色列人以西结，你是住在一群悖逆之人的当中。
This rebellious house refers to the house of Israel.
当然，这悖逆之人就指的就是以色列民。
This rebellious people have eyes to see but see not. Who have ears to hear but hear not.
这些悖逆之人，他们有眼睛却看不到，有耳朵却听不见。
Now this phrase is quite common in the Bible.
这样的一个句子在圣经里面非常的普遍。
It is also a familiar theme in prophetic preaching.
尤其是在先知的传讲当中，常常出现的一个主题。
The people are blind and deaf to the word of God.
人，以色列人对上帝的话，眼睛看不到，耳朵听不清。
They have already experienced one catastrophe during the first siege.And I've heard the prophets, and yet have learned nothing.
其实以色列民在这之前已经经历了一次这个被掳，但是他们却也听了先知的告诫，但是他们却充耳不听。
They continue to live in sin and follow the ways of the foreign gods.
他们继续活在罪当中，跟随着外邦人的神。
In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 to 10, it explicitly tells us that the Lord is responsible for the blindness and deafness of Israel.
在以赛亚书六章第九到第十节，很清楚的、清楚的告诉我们，其实是上帝使到他们盲目跟耳聋的。
God has been very angry with Israel.
上帝对以色列已经非常的生气了。
And commanded Isaiah to tell his people that he will make their heart dull, even more unresponsive than it was now.
上帝就叫以赛亚先知告诉以色列民，他要使他们的心更加的刚硬，他们的耳朵更加的沉。
I read to you, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull, and their ears heavy, and blind their eyes.
圣经说，去告诉这些子民说，你们听了又听，却又不明白；看了又看，却不晓得。我要使这子民的心思迟钝，耳朵不灵，眼睛昏暗，免得他们眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来就得医治。
They were given hearts to love God, but they did not.
他们被给予那个心来听上的话，但他们却不听。
They were given ears to hear God's word, but they did not listen.
他们被给予耳朵来听上的话，他们却充耳不听。
They were given eyes to see God, but they choose to see the idols instead.
他们被给予眼睛来看上帝，但他们却选择看了那些外邦人的偶像。
If they had been faithful, God would not blind the eyes of Israel and deafen their ears.
如果他们肯诚心归向上帝，上帝就不会使他们的盲目而且耳聋。
In simple words, if they want to live in sin, I will let them live in sin even more.
简单的说，如果以色列选择在罪中生活，上帝就让他们在罪中更沉醉在他们罪当中。
It was intentional for Ezekiel to perform this sign act in their sight.
这是很清楚的目的，要让以西结在以色列人眼前演出这样的一个预表的一个行动。
For they have eyes, but they see not.
是要让他们的眼睛看，但是他们却看不到。
Ezekiel was to speak the oracle to this rebellious house.
以西结要在这以色列人民面前传讲这样的一个预表。
They have ears, but they hear not.
他们有耳朵，但是却听不清楚。
They are both blind to God and deaf to His word.
他们是瞎的，他们是耳聋的，听不到、看不到上帝的话。
In the next part of the sign act, Ezekiel was asked to pack his bag and to go into exile.
在下一段的经文当中，上帝叫以西结收拾他的行李，准备被掳流放流亡到其他外地去。
The Lord does not tell him what to pack inside.
上帝并没有告诉他要收拾什么样的东西在里面。
Nor tell him how long he will be away for.
上帝也没有告诉他要离开这里多久。
Ezekiel was told to dig through the wall and bring his baggage out through it.
上帝告诉以西结，你在城墙上挖一个洞，然后把你的行李从这个洞当中穿过去。
Ezekiel was not to leave by the door or the gate.
以西结不是要从门或者门走出去，而是从这个所挖的洞走出去。
This act of digging through the wall was meant to be symbolically destructive.
这样的一个挖一个城角成一个洞而走出去，是一个代表这个破坏的一个预表。
As we know, the wall represents the safety and security of Jerusalem, as mentioned in the previous sermon.
从过去的讲到，我们知道城墙代表这个安全保障。
Ezekiel was to cause a hole in the wall, and the wall will soon be destroyed by her enemies.
以西结要在这个城墙上挖了一个洞，预表着这个城墙很快就要被毁坏了。
Ezekiel was then told to lift the baggage up on his shoulders and carry it at dusk.And cover his face.
上帝也叫以西结把他行李背在他肩上而走出去，而且把脸遮住、掩盖住。
The prince in Jerusalem was also mentioned in verse 12 to also cover his face.
在十二节，在第十二节也讲到耶路撒冷的君王也要蒙着脸而走出去。
The act of covering his face or to cover his eyes holds multiple meanings.
这个用布遮住眼睛或者遮住脸，其实有好多层的意思。
On one hand, it symbolizes the house of Israel has also covered her face from seeing God.
某一方面来说，是表达了以色列民遮住他们脸，遮住他们眼睛，看不见上帝。
They are walking in blindness, and they have turned away from God's ways.
他们不走在上帝的道中，他们迷失在他们自己的路当中。
They no longer see who God is.
他们看不清楚谁是他们的上帝。
When we recall last week's sermon about the cooking pot,
我们回想起上个星期所讲的煮饭那个锅的故事。
The princes of the people, the leaders of Jerusalem, and advisors to the king were also spiritually deaf and blind.
以色列的君王们，他们的助手们，他们其实在属灵上是一个盲的、瞎的。
By covering his eyes, Ezekiel could also represent the tragedy of the exile.
以西结把他自己的眼跟脸遮住，也可能表预表着他们被掳流亡的这样的一个悲剧。
When neither the king nor his people will ever see their land again，
以色列君王以及他的人民百姓们永远再也看不到他们自己的土地了。
As they will be brought into captivity by the Babylonians，
他们将被巴比伦人掳了，流放到外地去。
Ezekiel did everything that was told by the Lord。
以西结按着上帝所告诉他的做了每一件事。
The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel again in the morning in verse 8.
第二天的早上，耶和华再次临到以西结。
The house of Israel will question Ezekiel's action, asking him, "What are you doing?"
以色列民这个时候就来问以西结，哎，你到底在做的是什么事呢？你为什么做这些事呢？
Why are you packing your bag and going away?
为什么你要收拾行李而你要离开这里呢？
The Lord tells Ezekiel to reply as such.
上帝告诉以西结这样的回答他们。
Thus says the Lord God, this oracle concerns the prince in Jerusalem and all the house of Israel who are in it.
耶和华如此说，这是关乎耶路撒冷的君王和他周围以色列全家的一个预表。
Say, I am a sign for you. As I have done, so shall it be done to them. They shall go into exile, into captivity.
你要说我要作为你们的预兆，我怎么样行，你们所遭遇的也必怎么样，你们必被掳去。
Not only was Ezekiel performing the sign act in the sight of Israel, he himself is the sign in today's sign act.
以西结不单在他所做的这个预表的事情当中表演出所做的事情，他本身以西结自己这个人就是这个预表中间的一个主角。
In the whole book of Ezekiel, only two placesWe read that Ezekiel is the sign itself.
在整本以西结当中，以西结书当中，我们看到有两处的地方讲到，以西结成为这个预表。
The first occurs here.
第一次出现就在这里。
The second occurs when his wife died.
第二次出现在当他太太妻子去世的时候。
Now, beginning from verse 12, the attention of the sign act shifts to the prince in Jerusalem, portrayed by Josiah.
从第十二节开始，整个故事的中心就转移到以色列耶路撒冷的君王跟他周围的人。
This prince refers to King Zedekiah, the last king of Judah.
这个君王是谁呢？他指的就是耶路撒冷最后的一个南国犹大王西底家。
He will lift his bag upon his shoulder and shall go out.
他也将背着他的行李被掳离开他的家乡。
The house of Israel will bring the prince out through the wall instead.
以色列民以他们国王将带着他们行李从墙门的洞口离开。
He is called a prince here because he was a vassal king of the Babylonians.
他在这里被称为王子，是因为他其实是巴比伦王的一个诸侯分封的王而已。
Together with the house of Israel, Zedekiah will soon be judged by the Lord.
很快的，西底家王跟他的百姓们很快的就要被上帝审判。
Like Ezekiel, he shall also cover his face.
就像以西结一样，他也要蒙着脸。
The prince shall not see the land with his own eyes.
这个君王将再也永远看不到他自己的土地了。
This prophecy about the prince in Jerusalem came true for Zedekiah.
这样的一个预表指向着耶路撒冷的君王。
After the fall of Jerusalem in 587 BC, Zedekiah saw his own sons executed before his eyes.
就在公元前587年，当耶路撒冷被毁灭的时候，西底家亲眼看见自己的儿子在他眼前被杀害。
And then they put out his eyes, bound him with bronze shackles and took him to Babylon.
把他们的，他也把西底家王的眼睛蒙住，然后把他用锁链锁住他的手，把他带到巴比伦去。
Blinding the captives was the punishment typically met out to rebellious vessels in the Near East from ancient times.
把俘虏的眼睛蒙住，把他们掳到外地去。其实这是那个时代近东的国家，来处罚那些造反的人非常普遍的一贯的手法。
Just as we have seen in the story of Samson.
其实我们在参孙的故事当中也看到类似的一个故事。
In the following verses, the Lord announces his punitive actions against the king.
在下来的 几句经文当中，我们就看到上帝怎么样宣告他对君王的审判。
I will spread my net over him, and he shall be taken into my snare.
我会。
第三节。
我必将我的网撒在他的身上，他必在我的网罗中缠住。
I will bring him to Babylon, the land of the Chaldeans, yet he shall not see it, and he shall die there.
我必带他到加勒底人之地的巴比伦，他虽死在那里，却看不见那地。
The Lord himself will cast the net to capture them.
上帝自己将撒下这个网罗来缠住。
They shall go into exile, into captivity.
他们将被掳，被流放到外地去。
Not only would the king be punished, those around him, his helpers and his troops, will also be scattered like the wind.
不但君王被审判、被掳，他周围的人、他的驻守、他的军队也将被掳。
The Lord will put them to death for their offense against him.
被像风一样被吹散，上帝将因着他们的罪行将他们审判治罪。
But there is hope for Israel.
但是以色列民还有希望。
There will be a few who will escape the sword from famine and pestilence.
他们当中将有少数的人将在饥荒、瘟疫当中逃离。
They will confess their sins among the nations, and they will know that Yahweh is the Lord.
他们在列国万邦中承认自己的罪，他们也将承认耶和华是他们的主，他们的上帝。
So what is the significance of today's sign act?
所以到底今天这样的一个预表的行动的意义在哪里呢？
What does the exile's baggage represent?
这群被流放的人他们的行李所代表达的是什么呢？
Who does Ezekiel represent?
到底以西结又代表怎么样谁呢？
Ezekiel represents God when he performs this sign act.
以西结一方面代表着上帝当他在表演出展示出这个预表的行动的时候。
The packing of his bag signifies that God is going away.
他的收拾那个行李预表着上帝要离开以色列民。
The covering of his face signifies that God is going to turn a blind eye to the house of Israel.
遮住以西结的脸跟眼睛预表着上帝将转眼不看以色列民了。
God will no longer watch over the house of Israel.
上帝将转眼不再看顾以色列民了。
As this sign act was to be performed in the sight of IsraelGod wants them to see that He is walking away from them.
这样的一个预表的行动，又在以色列的人的眼前一一的展现出来，是要让他们知道，让他们清楚看到，上帝将远离他们而去。
God is going into exile by His own choice.
上帝将自愿的被流放，离开了他们。
Their Lord God of their forefathers is abandoning them.
他们先祖的神。先祖的上帝就要离弃他们。
How is this possible?
这是怎么可能的呢？
How could God abandon the very people that He has chosen?
上帝怎么可能遗弃他自己拣选的民呢？
What happened to the God of love?
上帝的爱到底去了哪里呢？
The God of love has also abandoned Jesus on the cross.
这个爱的上帝其实也遗弃了耶稣，就在那十字架上。
Not because Jesus has rebelled against God like Israel.
不是因为耶稣犯了罪，像以色列民一样的犯罪。
But Jesus represents us all in all our sinfulness and rebelliousness.
而耶稣是亲身代表着我们，亲身担当了我们每一个的罪。
Aren't we also like the rebellious house of Israel?
难道我们就不像悖逆的那些以色列民吗？
God has every right.To turn his back on us.
上帝有绝对的权力转眼不看我们。
But because of Christ's death on the cross,
但就因着耶稣基督在十字架上的死，
this eternal abandonment is no more.
这样的一个永远的遗弃就不再存在。
God will never abandon us again because of what Christ accomplished on the cross for us.
因着耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的，上帝将不会永远不看顾我们。
Jesus was abandoned and forsaken for our sake.
耶稣因着我们的缘故被上帝弃绝了。
The truth is that all of us should have long been abandoned by God many times over.
事实是我们众人都因着我们的罪被上帝遗弃，都应该被上帝遗弃很多很多次了。
We are rebellious like the house of Israel.
我们就像以色列民一样，有叛逆的本性。
We never truly worship God as our Lord.
我们很少真诚地敬拜我们的上帝与我们的主。
We know what God wants.
其实我们知道上帝要的是什么。
But we choose to do otherwise.
但是我们选择不那么做。
Some of us may think that this rebellious nature is just a phase in our lives.
可能有些人会以为这样的一个反叛的心理只有在我们生命当中某一段阶段会有。
Once we become a Christian, we will never turn against him.
我们可能以为你做了基督徒之后就永远不会背叛上帝。
But we are wrong.
我们错了。
From toddlers to teenagers, from adulthood to being elderly, we continue to rebel against God.
从小孩到青成年，从成年到年长，其实在人生的不同阶段当中，我们继续不断地背叛我们的上帝。
For we have been given free will to choose between God and not God.
因为上帝给我们自由意志来选择，我们跟从上帝还是背叛上帝。
Our journey is in life is never smooth sailing.
我们人生的生命其实是不是一帆风顺的。
In every journey, there will be.Moments of decisions, hard decisions.
在每一次旅程当中，我们都有需要做决定的那个瞬间，有的时候是非常困难的决定的。
Do we turn left or do we turn right when we come to a crossroad?
我们来到十字街路口的时候，我们要转左还是转右
？Do we rest now or do we walk on?
我们要停下休息，还是要继续往前走
？Most of our everyday decisions are often neutral in nature.
我们日常生活当中许多的决策其实是比较中性的。
But there are some decisions which are very important and life-changing.
但是在人生当中，有一些的决定是非常重要，是影响生命的。
Some critical decisions may lead to dire consequences.
这样的重要的决策，可能影响着我们很重要的生死的一个决策。
We will live with those consequences, good and bad, for the rest of our lives.
但是我们需要对面因着我们所做的任何一个决定而继续活下去，不管是做对的还是错的决定。
Surprisingly, the message of Ezekiel can be quite relevant when we reflect about our own rebellion against God.
很惊奇的，如果我们把我们自己的跟上帝背叛这个事情，跟以西结书所记载这样的一个故事来联系在一起的话，我们就觉得这两者之间有很息息相关。
I shall end my sermon today with a story.About a young man's rebellious journey in life of crime.
在我今天早上结束之前，我想以一个故事，一个年轻人背叛上帝的故事，成为我们的结束。
And how he was given a second chance.
他怎么样被给予一个第二次重生的机会
？Frank Abagnale was a notorious imposter and fraudster of the 1960s.
弗兰克·艾伯格尔先生是二十世纪六十年代一个臭名昭著的冒名顶替者及行骗者。
By the age of 21, Abagnale had the reputation as America's most gifted con man.
在他二十一岁的时候，这个Abagnale 先生他已经被称为是美国最具有天才天分的骗子。
Successfully impersonating an international airline pilot.
他成功地冒充自己成为国际航空公司的机师
，and he pretended to be a pediatrician, a doctor, a child doctor.
他冒充自己是儿科医生
，a stock broker,
股票经纪家
，a college professor,
大学教授
，and even an assistant attorney general,
甚至是助理总检察长
，all while cashing in $2.5 million in forged checks.
甚至成功地把一张伪造的250万美金的支票成功的兑现。
Eventually, he was caught in France in 1969.
当然，最终1969年，他在法国被抓住了。
And had served time in the French and Swedish prisons.
并且在法国跟瑞典的监牢里面做了他的坐监牢。
After which, he was deported back to U.S. and sentenced to 12 years in a federal prison for multiple counts of forgery.
之后，他被遣送回美国，因着多项欺骗的罪名，再一次被判入狱12年。
Now, out of the 12 years, he had served 4 and was released after agreeing to help the FBI to be an expert on fraud.
住了原本12年的监狱，他只住了4年，之后他就被放出来。为什么呢？因为他同意美国联邦调查局成为他们的专家，帮助他们来对付那些欺骗的案件。
For the next 34 years, he worked closely with the FBI in criminal cases involving Enron and other high-level crimes.
在这借助下的34年里，他帮忙了美国联邦调查局处理了，当然成功了抓到了很多高级的罪犯的案件，包括安然公司等等。
Mr. Abagnale turned down pardons offered by 3 U.S. presidents because he said a piece of paper would not excuse his past.
三个美国总统愿意为这个 Abigail 先生大赦，就是赦免他的罪，但是他不要那张纸，因为他觉得那张纸不能够赦免他过去所做的错。
In the end, he said only his actions would.
他说只有他悔改的行动才能够赦免他自己。
Although not legally obliged, he has since repaid every single cent of the money he stole.
虽然没有法律上的要求跟约束，他自动的把以前所偷来的每一分钱都还回去。
Because he said he knew his sons would expect him to.
因为他知道，他说他知道他的孩子盼望期盼他爸爸愿意这么做。
From his speeches, he said, "Though I know people are fascinated by what I did as a teenage boy."
从他很多的谈话当中，他曾经说，他知道很多人可能会对他过去年轻时候所做的那些偷窃的事情的传奇而觉得很精彩。
I look back on what I did as immoral, illegal, unethical.
当我回头看的时候，他们确实是不道德的、犯法的、不应该的。
And a burden I live with every day of my life until my death.
而且是我从那个时候到我死的那一刻一生的重担。
I was very fortunate to have been born in a country where everyone is given a second chance.
他也说我非常幸运的活在一个国家给予每一个人第二次重生的机会。
His riveting story provided the inspiration for Steven Spielberg's 2002 film Catch Me If You Can.
他这一生传奇的故事就是2002年 Steven Spielberg 所拍的电影如果可以抓到我的一个故事的灵感的来源。
Starring Leonardo DiCaprio as Abagnale and Tom Hanks as the cop fast on his heels.
演员都是出名的男演员。
That's him there in the picture.
Yep.
Recently, I had the privilege to attend a dinner talk with Mr. Frank Abagnale when he was in Singapore last week.
最近当他两个星期前来到新加坡的时候，我有荣幸有机会跟这个 Abigail 先生一起共进一个特别的闭门的晚宴。
Truly an inspiring story about how a man was given a second chance in life and he took it.
非常激愤人心的一个人被给予第二次机会重生的机会的一个见证。
We begin our sermon with a reflection about packing our bags.
我们今天早上的讲章从收拾行李开始讲起。
Allow me to extend this symbolism back to us.
请允许我把这样的一个预表带回到我们今天每一个人生活当中。
Have we packed our bags?
你开始收拾你的行李了吗？
Do you know where you are going when our life on earth ends?
你知道你这一生在世上的生命终止的时候，你会去到哪里吗？
Are we preparing for our journey in the light of day?
我们为着你每一天的生命而预备你的旅程了吗？
Or do we walk in darkness, not knowing where to go?
还是你就在黑暗当中摸索，根本不知道你会往哪里去？
Lost, confused, and frightened.
迷失、混乱也害怕。
As I reflect on today's passage, we understand that God does not give up on us totally.
当我在回想、思想今天这段经文的时候，让我知道上帝没有放弃我们。
There are those who will be restored by God.
上帝叫我们当中预备了一些人，他会上帝会使他们回转归向他。
We can be one of them.
我们你可以成为其中的一个。
Even in God's abandonment, there is hope.
就在上帝遗弃以色列民当中，还有希望。
There is hope when we repent.
当我们愿意悔改的时候，就是希望。
God is constantly giving us second chances in life.
上帝不断地在我们的生命当中给予我们一个重生的机会。
The question is, how many second chances is enough for you?
问题是，你需要，你觉得多少个重生机会对你才够呢？
When will you take the next step and turn back to God?
你什么时候会勇敢地接受这个重生的机会而回转归向神呢？
I hope that today's sermon will encourage you to accept that invitation of a second chance today.
盼望今天的讲章能够让你接受这个挑战，接受这个重生的机会，回转归向上帝。
Let us pray.
一起祷告。
Our loving and merciful God, our Father, time and time again you have given us a chance and another and another. We thank you for what Christ has done on the cross.The Lord, that once you have abandoned us, but Lord, for what Christ has done on the cross, we are redeemed. We are in your protection. We are in your salvation, Lord. We thank you for this morning's message, and we continue to ask for your Spirit to transform us in our words, in our deeds, in our everyday life, Lord Father. We want to pray for each and every one of our brothers and sisters here.The Lord, we will come to you. We will come to you and repent and be restored in your sight, Lord. In Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray.
Amen. Amen.